When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Does the Narcissist Hate You? Does the narcissist in your life hate you at all? I know a lot of people ask me this question. A lot of people are trying to get, you know, a little bit more clarity on, you know, just life in general with the narcissistic person that they're dealing with. Just trying to see how the narcissist really feels about them. Does the narcissist love me? Do they ever love me? Can narcissistic people love? And I always ask I always answer that question with a question of my own. Like, how are they treating you? I feel like you can tell a lot about how a person feels about you by how they are treating you. So sometimes, does the narcissist hate you sometimes? Yes, absolutely, 100%. Yes, they hate you. Some of them do hate you, but most of them hate how you make them feel about themselves. Let's just get that part right there clear. A lot of narcissistic people hate how you make them feel about themselves. So with that being said, like, if you are doing better than that narcissistic person in life, like you're more successful than them, if you have more money than them, if you're better looking than them, if you're more educated than them, if you're just more friendly than them, your personality is better than theirs, if you make them feel inadequate in any way, then yes, they hate how you make them feel about themselves. Because a lot of narcissistic people, I wouldn't necessarily say we hate ourselves, but we always seem to feel inadequate. Like nothing we do will ever be enough. You know, ain't nothing we do or say will ever be enough for us. You know, like point blank, period. You know, nothing we accomplish in our lives, you know, to this point so far for me, especially, will not ever truly make that person happy. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you kind of have to understand, like, this is the mindset, y'all. Like, narcissistic people, like, I don't think happiness escapes us. So we hate, like, a lot of narcissistic people are jealous of their partners. Like, we're jealous of the people we deal with on a daily basis. So they make us feel inadequate. Then we hate how they make us feel about ourselves. So we take it out on them. If you can tell, and if you're in a narcissistic person's life and they don't, and like, you don't need them to be there. Like, you want them to be there, but you don't need them to be there. Cause a lot of narcissistic people want to be needed. So when they're needed and not wanted, like, when they're not needed, but they're wanted, it's a terrible feeling in a narcissist. Especially in my brain, y'all, I want to be needed. And most narcissistic people want to be needed some way, shape, or form. So if you don't need them financially, they'll try to make it so you need them emotionally. If you don't need them emotionally, they'll try to make it so you need them financially. If you don't need them either one of those ways, they'll try to make it seem like you need them to co-parent, or you need them to be your parent, actually. Because a lot of narcissistic people have narcissistic parents. A lot of empaths were raised in narcissistic households and things like that. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, understand that, like, maybe some of them really do hate you, and they treat you terribly. They pretty much want to unalive you. But most of them hate how you make them feel about themselves. That feeling of inadequacy in a narcissistic person's life really can get crazy. It really, really can. Because I just, like, when I'm around people that are more successful than me, if I'm in a room of way more successful people, I feel inadequate. I don't want to be there. I know what you're going to say already. Lee, a lot of people feel that way. Yes, a lot of people feel that way, but they don't go home and take it out on their spouse or their children. Intent matters. The results of that feeling matters. The shame that comes along with that matters. They take that shame, those feelings, they take that out and they take that and put it on everybody else. You know what I mean? They really absolutely 100% do. So a lot of narcissistic people know, I don't think they hate you personally. They hate how you make them feel about themselves. And that sucks. When you, if you're dealing with a narcissist, that absolutely can suck, because you become their emotional punching bag. You become that release. Like I say, they build up a lot of narcissists build up a lot of shame. You become the release for a lot of that shame, y'all. And like I said, I'm going to talk, like, so this one, this will be a new episode, a new type of episode I'm doing, y'all. I'm going to take the camera around with me today for the next few hours. I'm going to record this in bits and pieces, but it's all going to be focused on the same topic. So I don't have to sit in front of the camera all day. I'm going to be out. Like right now, I mean, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready to take my son to school. He's going to come outside in a second. He's going to interrupt the video. So this is just part one right here. Stay tuned for part two in the same video. Part two is going to be in the same video, y'all. Just probably a different setting. Thank you. So welcome back, y'all. As y'all can see, some of y'all can see, if you're on YouTube, you can see me. I'm sitting in the car now. I'm actually waiting on my son. But yeah, a lot of narcissistic people hate how you make them feel about themselves, y'all. If you're a better parent than them, if you parent your children better than they do, they will hate you for that. And they will take that out on somebody else. I'm just telling y'all, narcissists, like, we are just like, boy, it is crazy how my mind works, y'all. Honestly, like, I'm just an extremely jealous ass person. I don't want to be this way, y'all, but I really, really do. But I'm not the type of person that gets jealous. I feel like there's a difference between jealousy and envy. I think envy is the one where you want to replace the other person. Like, you wish bad on that person. I might have a mix up. One of them, the difference between jealousy and envy is one of them results in you trying to replace the other person. You feel like the other person doesn't deserve it. And the other one is like you just want, like, you want what they want. You feel like you deserve it just because of who you are, and you think you're better than them overall. You're not wishing bad on that person. You just think you're better than them overall. But yeah, I've hated quite a few people in my life, honestly, y'all. I really, really have. It's just like people around me, like more successful, that have been smarter than me, that, you know, they grasp topics a little faster than I do. Just different reasons, y'all. Just are any of the reasons necessary? I would say no. But then that's up for interpretation. That's up for more, what more people say and do and things like that. You know what I mean? So a lot of narcissists and toxic people, I feel like you have to get to the point where you, like, if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you have to get to the point, y'all. They're going to treat you how they feel about you. In the beginning, they probably treated you like they loved you. Like, you made them feel loved. You made them feel appreciated and things like that. But eventually it gets to the point where you make them feel inadequate. And yeah, you can still be the exact same person. You can still be doing the exact same thing. They have the exact same job. But that just kind of goes to show you that the things that a narcissist loves about you in the beginning of the relationship, they end up hating about you later on. They absolutely do. They end up hating you for the same things later on that they love and cherish you for earlier in the relationship. You got to understand that, y'all. You really, really have to. Like, narcissists, toxic people, whoever, are going to treat you how they feel about you. They are. Do they hate you with their raw seething passion where they want to put you in the ground? Some of them do. But most of them hate how you make them feel about themselves. Yeah, I'm telling you, the inadequacy is. Oh, I feel damn near inadequate in every situation I'm in life, y'all. Honestly, I'm going to be real with y'all. But a lot of, but I don't take that out on people like I used to. I used to take that out on the family, people closest to me. Because the people closest to a narcissist get treated the worst. Absolutely. That's absolutely 100% true, y'all. It really, really is. So I'm not telling you, if you're going to stay, but if you do decide to stay, this is who you have to deal with. The only thing you realize, the only thing you can change is yourself and how you respond to this person, how you react to this person, what they're doing to you. That's the only thing you can change. You can't change them. So many people get fixated on the fact that you want to change them. You want to change how the narcissist feels about you. The only way you can do that, if you start setting your boundaries and sticking to your boundaries. Believe, if I put boundaries up, they'll hit me. Then it's time for you to get your ass out of the damn house. Or whatever situation, it's time for you to go. Because if they put their hands on you, then yeah, they will unalive you, y'all. They will get to the point where if they put their hands on you, I truly believe that people who put their hands on you can get to the point where they explode and they unalive you. Well, Lee, they said that I can't really hold them accountable because they said they black out when they get mad and they don't realize they hit me. If they get blackout and hit you, let's just say that's true, y'all. Because a lot of narcissists lie about blacking out. They remember exactly what they did to you. There just comes a lot of shame with admitting that. But let's just say they do blackout and they do hit you. What do you think they do? You don't think they'll stab you or choke you? Do something like that to you? You don't think they'll do that? Y'all, you have to value your life more than you value that narcissistic person's life. You absolutely have to, because if you don't, this is your future, y'all. The future is not bright for a lot of people in narcissistic toxic relationships. It just isn't, y'all. So does that narcissistic person hate you at your core? Probably because you make them feel bad about themselves, like they haven't achieved enough. Like, as long as they're around people who are doing better than them, narcissistic people will never ever be content with where they are. Because I know what you're gonna say, y'all. Somebody in life is, there's always somebody better at doing something than you. There just is. You can't be the greatest at doing every single thing. You know what I mean? You just can't be. You can't be the greatest person at doing every single thing. So there's always going to be somebody better than you. And being a narcissist, that just pretty much, you know, signifies that, like, you know, life is not going to be the way you want it to be completely. You know what I mean? So take that energy, y'all. You have to focus on yourself. Inadequacy is a real feeling with narcissistic people, y'all. It really, really just is, y'all. But yeah, I gotta hit this road again, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into another episode, y'all. I'm just, like I said, a few different locations. I'm just carrying a camera around with me. So if I shoot again, I'll just add to it. But this is gonna be the end of this episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.